This podcast of the Swain Event is brought to you by InsureFit RM. For all of your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, call InsureFit RM at 865-684-4900.
Let's go!
Let's go!
It's time for the Swain Event with your host, Jason Swain.
My man.
Real sports talk for the real sports fan.
All of you chumps are going to bow when I whoop him.
It's time for the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue.
Give me 2 claps and a Rick Bell.
Deep down the middle's got his man and he's gone. Jason Swain, touchdown.
SwainEvent.com, fueled by Dead End Barbecue, top 100 barbecue restaurant in America. Brad Matthews, Charlie Burris, live in the studio of 1180 WVLZ on the best day of the week, Thursday. Oh yeah, you didn't know about Thursdays? You didn't have Thursday circled on your calendar? You gotta have Thursday circled on your calendar. It's the best day of the week.
If you didn't know, now you know.
You know now. I wish I could see Dan Brooks' calendar. I bet every day is like circled. Every single day on his calendar is circled with a highlight marker. 865-337-7615 is always a number to the Be Dry Waterproofing Hotline and BeDry.com. Basement waterproofing and foundation repair. Again, that is bedry.com. It's been a string of beautiful days here in East Tennessee, and today will be no different as the Tennessee football team, the 2017 squad, will hit the practice field this afternoon. We're getting close, and here we are. It's time. Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say it was genuinely cool when I walked outside this morning around 6, and dare I say, it felt like fall. Felt like football.
This morning, it did. No, it did this morning, no.
It makes me feel good. I guess technically until the actual start of college football, 2 days. 2 days! And we'll actually get to see meaningful in-season college football, and then, so what does that make it? 9 days until we see the realest deal.
What's the realest deal?
Well, Alabama, Florida State, Florida, Michigan.
The whistle blows and we actually hit each other. Hey, football starts regardless of how it feels outside when SEC Media Days rolls around in mid-July.
True.
That's a really good point because I don't know where I heard this from. Maybe it was from Feinbaum show yesterday. When does college football season really start for you? I mean, for me, you know, business-wise, it is, like you said, Brad, SEC Media Days, because we're gearing up for the start of fall camp. You know, you come back from Birmingham, and we're talking 2 weeks until teams are starting to report. But for the fan, maybe it is the first game. Maybe it is first practice. I mean, you still have fans that, you know, they don't really lock into sports talk radio until the first of practice or even right before the game. Especially coming off a disappointing season, they don't really want to hear a recap of the disappointing season. And I understand that. I get it.
Typically after SEC Media Days, you've got training camp starting in the NFL. If it's not training camp, it's rookie OTAs. Rookie OTAs get you to the start of fall camp in college football. Start of fall camp in college football, you have preseason games in the NFL, so it's kind of like a slow but steady start to football in general in fall.
There's definitely been a tad bit of extra apathy, I feel like, specifically with Tennessee fans this year, for obvious reasons. I mean, you ended the season with the loss to Vanderbilt, and that's rough. But I think there, as always, there's hope. And so it keeps you coming back no matter what.
one thing that's really funny, Brad and Charlie, is we are approaching the start of the regular season. And you're seeing around the country head coaches naming starting quarterbacks, starting to put together their starting lineups. And right here in Knoxville, when Coach Jones was asked about starters, he says, quote, "The way I look at it, the term starters or starting is kind of a thing that really has gone out about 10 years ago. The way I look at it, you need a number of starters. We don't have two starting safeties. We have three or four starting safeties, and that's the way we look at it. We need three or four starting corners, and all you're doing is rotating."
Is this one of the first major verbal blunders for Coach Butch Jones during training camp?
No,
he said that before.
I understand it from a coach's perspective. Like, I get it.
He said it before, but in a different way, in a different setting.
I understand from his point of view. From his point of view, you trust all the guys to play that's going to be out there. But you can't downplay starting. Because starting is a part of that game. Here's
how did that go out 10 years ago? People still ask it today.
It's not
at
out.
At every level, at every sport. It's whether you're in peewee with still a green stripe on your helmet or you're playing in the NFL, people are talking about the starters.
Yes, yeah, it still matters. But here's – and you got to know Coach Jones to understand. Mm-hmm. He tries to spin everything. And here is another attempt at trying to spin – something to avoid some potential drama with his football team. He has three safeties that all should play. Michael Abernathy and TK Jr. are more reliable with alignment and assignment than Najee Warrior. But then you have Najee Warrior, who is a legacy, that is a highly rated player, that who knows the things that you said or did or whatever to get him. So he needs his opportunity. So you're kind of in a bad spot there. Someone is going to get their feathers ruffled a little bit. And then you look over at guard, offensive line, and you got a couple guys at guard that all prove that they can play. Jack Jones and Denzel Bulwer. You got several guys. You got 111 starts coming back with the offensive lineman, so a lot of guys can play. And you got Trey Smith, who's the number one player in the country last year. So you want to avoid putting guys as starters because you don't want to ruffle any feathers. Then you got the quarterback situation. Woo! That can be an issue. So I understand from Coach Jones' perspective saying, oh, yeah, we got a bunch of guys who we feel confident in can play, so you can avoid the whole, well, I'm not starting. Because starting matters. I'm sorry, is the first possession of the game, does that not matter?
Yeah, don't sell me, or try to sell me, that the term starter, people caring about the term starter, who's going to be starting for your football team went out 10-plus years ago.
They care.
Ain't happening.
They care.
No
way. I remember when I was a starter, and yeah, I played a lot of snaps every single game in Tennessee, but during warm-ups, seeing my name called, starting at wide receiver, Jason Swain, over the loudspeaker and having the crowd, you know, give me a little bit of cheers. That was great. That made me know that all the work I did during the summer paid off. All the work I did in the summer. For that split second, right before we play Florida, right before we play, you know, a big-time opponent, that split second, I was like, man, all that work I put in this summer has paid off. I'm starting. I get to set the tone for my football team. And so you can't say on one hand that every possession matters, every play matters, every inch matters, every centimeter matters in the game of football, but then say starters don't matter. Because starters do matter, man. You want your best guy starting the game.
Say it to the media. Say it to the fan base even if you want. Don't say it to your team.
Starters,
how do the players view that?
Starters matter. And I'm telling you, Butch is trying to avoid some fires with players being good enough to play and good enough to start, but he doesn't want to name the starters because he doesn't want drama with this roster. And I get it. I understand 100%. I'm not faulting him. But this is just another attempt at a spin. You gotta know the game to play it. And we've watched Butch for 4 years going on five. We've seen him do these things. This is another spin job. Starters went out 10 years ago? Go ask every player on your team what would they rather do. You can finish. Everybody can have a chance to finish. But would you rather start or not? This is not basketball. We're like, oh, yeah, man, I'll be the sixth man. And I'll get the sixth man a year award or, you know, whatever. I get the same type of minutes. No, this is football. You want to start. Why work hard? Why put all the work in? Why do the extra stuff if you don't start and finish? I want to start and finish. I'm a baller. I bust my butt. I want to start and finish. But I understand from a coach's perspective, you do want 22 on both sides of the football that you can trust, even more than 22. I don't know about saying that starters went out 10 years ago. I didn't get that memo. 865-337-7615. Take our first break of the day right here on 1180 WVLZ.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Level Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
Craving flavors that don't take hours in the kitchen? Mrs. Grissom's cheese spreads and chicken salads are the perfect go-to. Ready-to-eat meals and snacks found in the meat or dairy section at your local grocery store. Whether you crave the classic Mrs. Grissom's pimento cheese or the gluten-free select varieties like the cranberry pecan chicken salad, enjoy small-town flavor in every bite. Select the best. Select Mrs. Grissom's.
You're driving home, flashing blue lights in your rearview mirror. The next thing you know, you're being arrested for DUI. Be responsible, but remember, just because you're arrested doesn't mean you're guilty. Call DUI and criminal defense attorney Marcos Garza. Put this number in your phone right now, 865-540-8300, because you never know when you or a friend will need it. Don't say guilty, say Garza. 865-540-8300 and GarzaLaw.com.
VFL's Jason Swain and Todd Kelly with another update on Smoothie King, the healthy alternative to fast food. Fitness blends, slim blends, wellness blends, and take a break blends are all on the menu at Smoothie King. In addition, we now have the delicious and nutritious coffee smoothies that will jumpstart your day and keep you running when you need an afternoon pick-me-up.
Swain, Smoothie King has been the place I can count on for a healthy meal or snack since 1999. They truly are a healthy alternative to fast food. My go-to smoothies are still the Chocolate Gladiator and the Chocolate Shredder. With the scoop of peanut butter, Smoothie King definitely helps me keep up the demands of work and a busy lifestyle.
Man, I hear you, TK. I got to stay in shape to keep up with my growing family and all that they're doing. Smoothie King helps me stay energized and ready to meet whatever the day brings. Make the sip-by-sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week and you'll notice the difference.
Swain, you and Smoothie King are both legit. We need to get to Smoothie King right now, Swaino. I need a chocolate gladiator with some peanut butter, and I can truly say I'm a Smoothie King for life.
Smoothie King, delicious and nutritious. The healthy alternative to fast food. Don't forget the peanut butter.
Let Dead End Barbecue take some of the heat out of your summer with Dead End Barbecue Catering. It is a $10 per person all-inclusive summer special that is good through August. For $10 a person, you get one meat, two sides, bread, sauce, dessert, drinks, and all your disposables. Restrictions apply. Call catering sales manager Leah Harville at 865-414-9417 for more info. That's 865-414-9417. Dead End Barbecue. The catering search is over.
Car insurance.
Nobody likes surprises, so switch to Erie Rate Lock. Get a great rate that stays that way, even after an accident, ticket, or inflation. In fact, it's locked until you change a car, driver, or your address.
Your Erie agent in Knoxville is InsureFit RM. Get a quote at 865-684-4900. That's 865-684-4900.
Erie Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage and is not available in all states.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
Hey, you want a s'more? S'more what? No, no, you want a s'more. I haven't had anything yet, so how can I have some more of nothing?
Shut up!
You're killing me, Smalls.
On Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, and SwainEvent.com.
Think about this. Think about every game. Georgia Tech, Florida, Georgia, Alabama, LSU, South Carolina, Kentucky, Vanderbilt. Yes, I skipped over Indiana State because it's not a game. It's a scrimmage. But think about all those games I just mentioned. And what if Tennessee put out their second team to start every single game? Every game. How would you feel about that?
So unsettled.
Instead of Juwan Jennings, you get the second guy. You get Jeff George. Instead of Marquez Callaway, you get the guy behind him. Instead of Darren Kirkland Jr., you get the backup middle linebacker. Instead of starting Jayshon Robinson, you get his backup. Every game, you start the first drive with the twos. Every drive, every game with the twos. How would you feel about that? Dude, you'll pee in yourself. You'll be so nervous. You'll start every game down 7-0 probably. You're going up against the team starters. You have your backups in?
I mean, does this walk the line of dishonesty almost? Because, I mean, you have starters.
And we know he's trying to spin it.
No, yeah.
But where does that point approach the line to the point where, all right, man, I can't buy what you're trying to sell today.
I'm telling you, this is what's going on. There's a lot of players who are expecting to start that either have been led on to think that or told that. And you had some guys upset last year over some things that was promised to them. So this is how you avoid that. You try to make them believe that starting doesn't matter. You try to persuade them, guys, starting doesn't matter. Starting doesn't matter. Starting doesn't matter. Starting doesn't matter. But I don't know how you get that message across your entire football team. I'm the one who on this program talked about how, whoever starts a quarterback may not finish. But starting is not the end-all, be-all. But it is a possession. It is plays. And you never know at what time of a game that the play is going to help you win or lose a game. You never know. It may be an opening kickoff. It may be the first play of the game. Joey Kent, Peyton Manning at Alabama. That game was over after the first play. First play, over. That never happens if Peyton Manning's backup and Joey Kent's backup are in a game against Alabama at that time. Listen, I finished up playing in 06. So we're talking 11 years ago. 10 years ago, starting went out. That's just not accurate.
I think we have the perfect response in the text box. Sandwich Mike says, aren't they all just starters of life?
Hate you, Mike.
Oh, boy.
I hate you, Knox and Mike. Hate you, man. I hate you, man. Hate you so much right now. But I understand why Butch is doing this. He has to persuade his football team into thinking starting doesn't matter. But these kids are not dumb. They're not dumb, man. They got homeboys that play at like Florida State and Alabama and Clemson and Michigan and Texas. These guys were all recruited, as 3-, 4-star, 5-star players. They've been to camps. They have friends. So they get on the phone with their friends like, hey, man, how you doing, man? Where you looking on the depth chart? And then our guys are like, huh? What's a depth chart? We don't have a depth chart. We have an organizational chart. And the guy on the other line was like, man, what the hell is that? Oh, it's you know, you organize the players, you know. Like, dude, we don't do that here, man. We
my name's written in blue this week.
we have a depth chart.
Pretty excited about it.
He's like, hey, man, are you – the guy that said Florida State, hey, man, are you starting? Well, see, what happened was, we don't do starters. Everyone's a starter. The guy from Florida or Georgia or Alabama or Florida State's like, what? What are you talking about? Y'all don't do starters. Huh?
Dude, what are you doing?
What are y'all doing? So I'm telling you, this is a Tennessee thing because you got so many position battles. Let's look at corner. You got Justin Martin, Shaq Wiggins, who came in, who chose Tennessee over Mississippi State because he felt like he had a better opportunity to start. He could have went to Mississippi State. That's where his DC is. You got Emmanuel Mosley. So Justin Martin, Shaq Wiggins, Emmanuel Mosley. Then you have a bunch of freshman corners that's making noise, and Sean Schamberger, Cheyenne LaBruza.
Second-year player Mark Will Osborne.
Somebody's not starting.
Baylen Buchanan.
Somebody's not starting. Somebody is. So to prevent players from kicking dirt or, damn, man, coach told me I was going to do this, and it's not happening, you just tell them, hey, we had no starters. But how are you going to sell that when after the Georgia Tech game on a Tuesday or Wednesday, and you're going over your grades, and you're Justin Martin, and you go, bro, I only played 36 snaps. Well, I only played 42 snaps out of 85. But this dude who started played 57 snaps. Starting matters. starting matters, but I get what Coach Jones is trying to do. And if the kids buy into it, I guess it works. I don't know how you're gonna tell a whole team of kids who are 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, whatever, and have all of them believe that starting doesn't matter, because it does. 865-337-7615, B Dry Waterproof Hotline. Who we got there?
Charles.
Charles, my man, good morning.
Good morning, man.
Good morning, Charles.
Dwayne. You know, I brought this up last week about starting, you know, the quarterback situation, if you remember.
Yes.
And this is where there are a lot of things that I don't agree with Butch on, and this is one of them. Like, this is why your Urban Meyers and your Nick Sabans and your Mark D'Antonis and all those great coaches get paid well and they win, because they make decisions, tough decisions, and kids either have to buy into it or they leave. And I don't agree with any of this. Just name starters. I know it's might say it's easier than what it sounds, but I don't agree with any of this, man. Just
I understand.
For example, Nigel Warrior.
He's starting.
Who's going to be a stud? Okay.
He's starting, Charles. He's starting. He's not going anywhere right now.
Okay.
Okay.
But the thing, okay. Well, what I was going to say was, if all things are equal, and I mean you line up 100% of the time correctly, and, you know, you're playing hard every snap and all that, then you have a decision to make. But if you can't line up, Swain, every time, 100% of the time, and you had all last year, you had the off season, you had spring practice, you had the time between spring practice and fall camp, and you got fall camp. And if you still can't line up, then you can't play. You just can't play. So why are we making this harder than what it has to be? Why is Butch making this harder than it has to be? I don't care what you told the kid. At some point, the kid has to take a little bit of responsibility, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Here's where the coach is going to get himself in trouble. And I will say this again. I do understand why he's saying this and trying to do this. But what's going to get him in trouble is when he comes up short, or if he comes up short in a game. You cannot use depth as an excuse, because you said you don't have any starters. So you've implied that you got 4 or 5 guys at this position, and they're all really, really good, and you have all this depth that you can't name starters, when if you would have named a starter and say, yeah, we have our one, he's our one, but man, the number two is really far down from number one, that would point to a lack of depth. But when you don't name starters, you're basically saying, man, we good. We don't have any depth issues. So now what do you look at when you lose a game? You can't look at depth, because you don't do depth charts. You do organization charts because you have the depth, because you don't want to name starters. That's the trouble that maybe Coach Jones will run into if they drop a game and it's against a team with less talent or equal talent. You can't use depth as an excuse, because now, again, you've done away with depth charts. If you've done away with depth charts, why are we using the term depth?
It was 4 years ago with Butch Jones. I've never heard of it before in my life. Why don't you just make a decision, man?
I don't know, man.
Who's going to start? If the guys want to play, they're going to play.
I don't know, Charles.
It's up to the player, Swain. I mean, if everything's equal, make a decision.
Yeah, I mean, hey, I think I understand what you're saying, Charles. I don't disagree with you at all. I really don't, Charles. I appreciate it, man. Thanks for the phone call. Charles, not wrong.
Nope. I mean, no, he's not.
I think you are sending some mixed messages, and it really depends on what the players are buying in. I'm not in that locker room. I'm not at the meetings. I don't know. I'm just telling you from a player's perspective, from 4 years that I play, if Coach Foreman would have came in and was like, hey, guys, starting doesn't matter. It's like, dude, what? Why am I here working hard, and why am I out here going first in every drill? Why am I going first in one-on-ones? Why am I going first in 7-on-7?
And you wouldn't
Why am I going first if I'm not going to be the first receiver to start the game every game? Why? That's questions I would have.
You wouldn't think that he was saying this necessarily to the team that directly. But on the other side of that, if not, you're left thinking, well, gosh, he's just got a bunch of empty promises out there, and he's afraid to hurt one of these players' feelings whenever he decides to go the other direction. That's what we're left thinking. I'm not saying that's the case. That's what we're left assuming.
That could be, or it could be, hey, man, I'm not going to give the media a benefit of the doubt. I'm just gonna make their job a little bit harder, and I'm just not going to say depth chart. I'm going to say organizational chart. Maybe also you're trying to throw the opponent off, because we've seen Harbaugh. We've seen the
I'm looking at a great example of Jim McElwain right now.
Well, we've seen I think it was a paper or a media outlet in New Jersey basically get the law involved with trying to get Michigan's depth chart, because Jim Harbaugh just doesn't want to give out his depth chart. He just doesn't want to do it, and maybe it's his thing where he doesn't want to give the opponents any type of information about who's going to play and who's not going to play, or he's just trying to stick it to the media. I don't know. But Butch Jones is not the only one who does this.
But he's not. But
no, he's not.
I just know if he was saying this to the media and then going back and saying something different to his team, I just know if I was a player, that would rub me so wrong. Where just like, why are you talking out two sides of your mouth here about something that you don't have to?
I wouldn't care if I was a player. You can say how.
It seems as honest, though.
Well, as a player, I don't care what you say to the media. As long as you're not throwing your players under the bus.
Yeah.
I wouldn't care if Butch Jones came out and said, no, we don't do depth charts. But then in the meeting, go, no, Juwan, you're with the first team, and Jeff George, you're second. Like, that is a depth chart. That is a depth chart. Like, that's Juwan is starting. So, I mean,
just
as long as the players, and here's the only thing that matters, as long as the players are buying in to what is being sold, that's all that matters. It doesn't matter what we think. It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks. All that matters is Are the players buying in? If the players are buying into this organizational chart and how starting doesn't matter, then cool. Because that's what you ultimately look for in between a coach and a player, is the buy-in. Are you bought in to what the coach is selling? That's what wins, along with talent and leadership and a little bit of luck and avoiding injuries. But you gotta have complete buy-in from your players. They don't second guess you. And that's all that matters. If they're buying in, then okay. All I'm saying is, man, if Butch Jones get these guys to buy in, saying that starting doesn't matter, then man, he can sell ISO Eskimo. Because that don't make any sense. I ain't working hard not to be starting. I'm sorry. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. I want to start. I want to start and finish. I want to play every play. I want to score every touchdown. I want to make every play for my football team. That's why I'm putting in this work. I want to do it all for my team. I'm not going to do it all for my team, but I'm preparing myself to do it all. And I know I have to carry out my responsibilities. I don't have to wear S on my chest, but I'm preparing myself if I have to. And that means starting and finishing. But again, the buy-in is all that matters. If these guys are buying into what Butch Jones is selling, then you'll see it on the football field. If they don't, then you'll see it on the football field. You can say whatever you want to say in the media, but you can't hide the eye in the sky because it never lies. It tells you what's going on. You can watch a team and go, oh, man, they're playing their butts off right now. Or, man, they look like they don't even want to be here. You can't hide that. 865-337-7615.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Level Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
By now, you know that Muya has the best burgers in Knoxville. Their beef is never frozen, they have all-natural turkey burgers and black bean veggie burgers, not to mention they make their buns in-house every day. But now, you can also get 100% all-beef hot dogs or, wait for it, all-natural chicken sandwiches. Trust me, these chicken sandwiches put chicken restaurants to shame. So stop into Muya and taste the difference. Located at 7301 Kingston Pike, right by Better Mattress.
Germany is at the center of European geography, politics, and economics. The mixing of cultures that shaped Germany have created a delightful cuisine that is unsurpassed. No other East Tennessee restaurant embodies Germany's rich culinary traditions better than Restaurant Linderhof. From Oktoberfest and throughout the year, you can enjoy bratwurst, schnitzel, and other fine German dishes at our restaurant or with our catering. To see the menu or learn more about Restaurant Linderhof, check us out online at restaurantlinderhof.com and like us on Facebook.
We have all made the mistake of dropping or breaking our smartphones. See? But did you know that you can have it repaired for a fraction of the cost that it takes to replace it? Well, you can, because iDrop is the area's leading mobile repair store, home of the 1 hour or less phone repair, 1 year parts warranty, and number one customer service. Broken screens, cracked cameras, charging ports, batteries, you break it, we'll fix it. If you didn't break your phone, protect it with one of our leading accessories such as LifeProof, OtterBox, UAG, Incipico, Caseology, and Spec. Visit our West Hills location at 7115 Kingston Pike between Office Depot and Hardee's, or call 865-888-9740 and speak with our trained technician to see how we can get your phone working today.
Whether you're hosting a cookout or just relaxing with your family, you don't want to be bothered by ants. Unfortunately, they are terrible this time of the year, and sometimes the problem can become worse with the over-the-counter sprays. Southeast Termite and Pest Control has a solution for that pesky ant issue. Whether you need a one-time treatment or monthly treatment, Southeast Termite and Pest Control has you covered. They offer different treatments for different types of ants. There's no salesman to deal with, so homeowners, you deal directly with the technician that provides the service, and the owners of Southeast Termite and Pest Control are available every day. Don't let ants interrupt your good time. Contact Southeast Termite and Pest Control at 865-925-3700 or online at southeasttermite.com.
Jason Swain here. Gentlemen, it's time to get back in the game.
Did you know that one in every three men over 40 may have low testosterone? Low T levels can make you feel tired and grumpy. Do you know your numbers? I know mine. Low T Center makes it quick and easy. You walk in, take a simple blood test, and you know your results within minutes. Their service is even covered by most health insurance. Call 865-392-1388. That's 865-392-1388. Or go to lowtcenter.com.
No one will be selling pre-owned vehicles for less this month than Beatty Chevrolet. Find massive pre-owned savings on over 250 vehicles. Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, Fords, Nissans, Jeeps, Subarus, and more. Save up to 50% off original MSRP. 50% off. Like this pre-owned 16 Chevy Malibu, now $13,995. And a pre-owned 14 Hyundai Santa Fe, $15,995. Plus, buy with confidence with the Beatty Warranty for Life.
Hyundai Santa Fe, stock number P62279A, Malibu, stock number P62311, plus tax activities. Subject to prior sales. Savings include all manufacturer, dealer, incentives, and rebates. Not all buyers will qualify with approved credit. For details.
I've been developing the Swanson Pyramid of Greatness for years. It's a perfectly calibrated recipe for maximum personal achievement. Categories include teamwork, very important, equally important, selfishness. Take what's yours.
You're listening to The Swain Event.
Selfishness, equally important. It takes what's yours. Oh, my God. That's funny. All right, we got Attaboy here in the Swain Event, fueled by Dead End Barbecue. No, Attaboy's, Attaboy's next.
One more second.
Golly, I'm tripping, man. Attaboy's next. Yeah. Attaboy's next, man. It's 7:38. It's not 7:47 or 7:38. That's my bad, man. I thought we had Attaboy.
I was going to say, that's not the theme.
Let's get to the phones then. My bad, man. Youth and experience. Kind of. Not really. Just a good excuse. All right, what we got?
Chad.
Let's get to Chad. Chad, good morning. Chad, you there? Chad.
Hello?
Yay! Ooh. There you go, Chad. Good morning, man.
No, man. This is actually Jeff.
Oh, it's Jeff.
I didn't
Jeff.
Get a click either.
What's up, Jeff?
Hey, good morning, guys.
My man, Jeff. Good morning, man.
Hey, I had a couple comments.
All right.
You know, a couple days ago, you well-documented, and probably throughout your show the last, you know, several weeks, months, that this team, you know, we don't know who the alpha is. Who's the dog, right? Who's the Derek Barnett?
No, let me take that back. Let me clarify that. Jawan Jennings and John Kelly, they are alpha males. We don't have any Debos. I mean, guys that you are physically afraid of, that if you don't do your job, that he may physically put his hands on you. We don't have that type of guy. We used to have those type of players here. But we do have some dogs in between the lines. But we don't have any rough riders. We don't have any roughnecks. We don't have any guys that, you know, Butch Jones needs to call 11 o'clock at night to make sure that he's, you know, not somewhere getting in trouble. I mean, sometimes you need some of that. Now, you don't need a whole team of them, but you need some guys that are a little rough around the edges, because those guys will hold other players accountable, you know, in between those lines. We have a bunch of nice guys, a bunch of nice gentlemen, and that's good. You don't get in trouble. But when it comes to doing the right things on the field, working hard, playing selfish, you don't have anyone to go and snatch that player up physically and say, get yourself in line. Like the Albert Haynesworth, like the John Hendersons, like the Al Wilsons, and a number of other players that have played here in Tennessee during the great year. So, yeah, we got dogs in between the lines, you know, John Kelly and Jawan Jennings. But John Kelly is a small dude. Like, if a lineman gets out of line, so if a defensive lineman is being a little lazy, you think John Kelly's going to go up to him and punch him in the face? Heck no, he's not going to do that. Jawan Jennings may not do that either. You need a big dude. You need some offensive lineman, some defensive lineman that everyone's afraid of. That's what you need. And we got a bunch of nice guys playing O-line, D-line. They're great guys. They're great kids. But they're not rough around the edges, and people are not afraid of them. And that's what I mean. And that's the difference.
Well, and I think you even expressed concern that the guy that we might have in that capacity is Trey Smith, and he's a freshman.
Yes.
And I don't think there's any doubt. I mean, I've seen that video of him you know, kind of Deboing that Auburn player.
Oh yeah.
A couple years ago. But I think the point's well taken. He's a freshman, right?
He's a freshman.
Where's our upperclassman? Where's Vickers in that role? But anyway, you know, but my point is I'm kind of tying that into this whole no starter situation. I think, you know, that Butch is losing an opportunity to kind of help establish leadership. Say, look, you guys, you know, these are the guys that have performed well enough to earn that right that everyone, ever since they've been playing peewee, I want to start. And then you come to the top of the top. Someone even argued, you know, it's not bigger dollars-wise than NFL, at least not, you know, maybe that Alabama it is. But, you know, and then all of a sudden, he's switching the game up. Starting doesn't matter. And I think, I don't know that's a mindset thing that, like you said, if they buy in, whatever. But have you got a unique style of player that kind of buys into that? And then you know, one thing that I wanted to see, I wish we had a Seth Stokes that could maybe push Butch Jones on that, you know, question, because I think you had a great point, Swain. You know, if you're going to take this approach, you can't use depth as an issue. Nope. So why not go ahead and head that off? And when Butch Jones says this, or even follow-up question today or tomorrow, whenever, you mentioned, Coach, that, you know, you don't have starters. That's a little bit different thinking. Along those lines, is it safe to assume that that's an indication of your depth, that you've got really good depth? And then leave it there and watch him just sort of turn red and try to get out of that hole. Because I guarantee you he would get aggravated. And if he's aggravated, he's misleading us. So I was going to get your thought on that. Great show.
Yeah. I mean, it just – I just think Butch is setting himself up for some really tough explanations. If he drops a game, what are you going to say? You cannot point to depth as an issue when you're telling everyone that you got four starting safeties, and that you got, you know, a bunch of guys at each position that can all start. That means that they're all really good and they're close in talent and they're close in execution and they know where to go and they can line up and they have their assignment down. That's what you're saying. That's what you're saying.
Just the advice that I would give Butch Jones, and I know for certain that he cares not about what I think.
No, he doesn't care, trust me.
But I would just say simplify. Like, why is that a hard thing to do for Butch Jones? Because for most people, it makes your life easier. Simplify. Don't literally stop using Twitter. Just cut that out of your life completely.
We got to use Twitter, man. Twitter's important for college football and recruiting these days.
Three best coaches in America don't have a Twitter account. Don't use Twitter. And then just stop with talking around things. When you talk around things, you have to...
That's why he has to use Twitter, because he's not one of the best coaches in America.
I don't think it's proven that you don't have to be on social media to be successful.
No.
It's just how you use it. And can you have that self-awareness to put yourself under the microscope and change what you're doing you limit putting yourself in these type of scenarios?
Yeah, I don't think Twitter has anything to do.
It's more about looking at the things that are written about himself and worrying about any of that.
Self-discipline.
Just don't. And just stop talking around things, because it opens you up to a situation where a reporter could ask you a question like Jeff brought up. Just simplify. It seems like that's an easy directive, but it's almost like he wants everything to be more complicated.
Yeah, he's setting himself up for, and like, listen, it's like, I'm not accusing Butch Jones of lying.
No.
But I'm using this example. It's like when you lie, okay? And you have to tell another lie to cover up that lie. And you just keep covering up and you keep covering up, and then all of a sudden it all just bust at the seams and you can't keep up with the lies anymore. Again, I'm not accusing Butch Jones of lying, but what he's done, he set himself up to have a can of worms open up by basically saying that you don't do starters. Because again, if you lose a game, if you lose a Georgia Tech game, if you lose Florida game, there's only one team that no doubt has more talent than Tennessee, and it's not even close, and that's Alabama. Every other game, It's equal in talent, or you have a little bit more. Georgia, you can say they have a little bit more, but you can still win those games. So if you lose games, you can't put out through a message board or through a media member or whatever, you can't leak that depth is an issue. You can't do it now because you've already said you don't do starters because you have all these players that can play at, and be starters at this position. That's the thing I worry about for Coach Jones. That's what I worry about for him. Because he decided to go a different route, it may bite him in the butt later. That's all I'm saying. Now we got Attaboy coming up. Attaboy. The good things, the positive stories in sports. We do that after this.
Hour one of the Swain event is brought to you by Toyota Knoxville. Stop by Toyota Knoxville to see their great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. They are located conveniently off the Level Road exit at 10415 Parkside Drive, right here in Knoxville.
It's going to be sunny today with a high of 82 and a low around 61. Tomorrow, there will be more sunshine with another high of 82 and a low around 61. Saturday looks to be mostly sunny with a high near 84. Weather on the Swain event is brought to you by B-Dry. If your basement is wet or cracked, B-Dry can help. B-Dry.com.
Do you have cracks in your foundation? A wet basement or a nasty, leaky crawl space? Our listeners have heard about them on the Swain event for over a year, and now it's time to make the call. Give B-Dry Waterproofing and Foundation Repair the opportunity to fix your home's problem. Since 1958, that's right, nearly 60 years, B-Dry has been solving basement, crawl space, and foundation problems throughout the country. B-Dry only uses high-quality materials from reputable manufacturers. They back their installations with some of the best warranties in the industry to provide homeowners with added peace of mind. They are truly an A-plus company. Whenever you start experiencing a wet basement, leaky crawl space, or a cracked foundation, remember these three words. Better call B-Dry. Reach out to B-Dry today at 865-662-5238 to schedule your free appointment. That's 865-662-5238. Remember, better call B-Dry.
The real estate market is hot right now. If you're looking to buy a home, you need to be ready because they're going fast. Let my friend Jordan Sanford and Mortgage Investors Group help you. Call him first to get pre-qualified so that you're ready when you find that home you're looking for. That's Jordan Sanford with MIG. He'll get you pre-qualified. He'll get you closed. He'll get you in that dream home. Call Jordan Sanford today, 865-218-8925 to get started. Again, that's 218-8925. Equal housing lender, NMLS, 1576695.
If you bleed orange and your favorite song is Rocky Top, then it's time to make a trip to Alumni Hall. Look your best this season with new selections from Nike, Nike Golf, Cutter and Buck, even orange and white fashion dresses and tops for the ladies, not to mention Tennessee Yeti, and you can't forget options for the baby balls. Be sure to shop at Alumni Hall in Paper Mill Plaza, Turkey Creek, and West Elm Mall for the best selection of Vols gear anywhere, or shop online 24/7 at alumnihall.com. Hey, they bleed orange too.
Hey Annie, you're the spokesperson for Toyota Knoxville, right?
That's right.
Why should I buy from Toyota Knoxville?
Are you looking for new or used vehicles?
Does it matter?
No, because Toyota Knoxville has over 390 new Toyotas on the ground and over 350 pre-owned vehicles available to choose from.
Okay, so big selection.
And a lifetime warranty at no charge on all new and select pre-owned vehicles.
A lifetime warranty.
A non-factory limited lifetime powertrain warranty with unlimited miles. Plus 30 years of experience in Knoxville, not just serving our customers, serving our community.
And the buying experience?
Hello, it's Toyota Knoxville. Read the reviews. Talk to anybody that's been there.
Okay, okay. Where am I going?
Toyota Knoxville is at I-40 and the Lover Road exit. Go to Parkside Drive. You can't miss it.
Can I tell them Annie sent me?
I wish you would. If you're passionate about the car you drive, come meet the people that are passionate about the way they sell at Toyota Knoxville. ToyotaKnoxville.com.
Warranty good at participating dealers.
Let's face it, you've been wanting a boat for years.
But between financing, insurance, and maintenance, owning a boat just isn't in the cards for some people. Luckily, there's Nautical Boat Club. From tri-tunes to tournament wake boats, members enjoy unlimited access to an entire fleet of brand new state-of-the-art boats, as well as all the wakeboards and water toys you'll ever need. All for a fraction of the cost of owning a boat. So if you're ready to get on the water today without having to buy a boat, give us a call at 865-234-0000 or visit us on the web at nauticalboatclub.com.
Charlie Burris here. If you ever see me wearing a cool Tennessee-themed t-shirt on the show or out around town, I can tell you, it came from nothing too fancy. These guys have the most awesome vintage-style men's and women's t-shirt designs for all ages. From the TriStar to the Sun Sphere to Norris Lake, they have apparel for everything that you love about East Tennessee. And they don't just have t-shirts either. They also have blankets, glassware, koozies, stickers, and much more. Find all of the incredible stuff that Nothing Too Fancy has to offer at 435 Union Avenue in downtown Knoxville or at nothingtoofancy.com. You'll love it. Everyone will be asking you where you got your cool t-shirt from. Again, Nothing Too Fancy, 435 Union Avenue or at nothingtoofancy.com.
I just wanted to come by and congratulate you on the great work you've been doing.
You're a hell of a guy, man.
Now that's how you're supposed to drive. From that one, that's how you drive.
This kid can draw circles.
Don't remind yourself, nobody built like you. You design yourself.
Bam. Awesome. Phenomenal.
Attaboy.
All right, it's time for Attaboy. It's where we highlight the really good stories around the world, the positive stories. It could be inside of sports. It could be outside of sports. We do that right now on the Swain event every day around this time, 7:52-ish. Ish is when we do it. So, gentlemen, what do we have for today's attaboy? I'm pretty sure Brad has a baseball attaboy. So let's go. Let's get it out of the way. Let's get our baseball attaboy out of the way. Come on.
How'd you know?
Give it to me, Brad. Give me the baseball attaboy.
Last night, the veteran in L.A., Rich Hill, had a perfect game, a perfecto, going into the 10th inning, through 9 innings, over 100 pitches against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Not only does he lose the perfect game, but he loses the game on a walk-off home run, but it's still an attaboy because he had 9 perfect innings of baseball at 37 years of age. Some people who end up in the Hall of Fame, even when Cy Youngs, can go an entire career and not have a perfect game or a perfect set of 9 innings, and you still get the loss. I'm giving the Dodgers later on a for not even being able to swing the bat for them. You lose 1-0 in 10 innings at home when your pitcher throws a perfect game through 9 innings. That's tough for the Dodgers, but still an attaboy for Rich Hill, about to be 38 years old. Crafty with the arm.
We need that sound. Womp, womp, womp. Whatever that is.
Every time you talk.
The sad trombone. Ooh. Sad trombone. That's what it is.
Womp, womp, yeah. Womp.
I'm getting shade every baseball attaboy, but I think that truly deserves an attaboy.
Womp, womp. That's the sound. But hey, man, anytime you throw a no-hitter, man, I mean, that's pretty
perfect
good.
Game pretty through
good.
9.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
No walks.
That's pretty good.
No hit batsman, no errors in the field.
That's dang good. Absolutely.
I'm going with Tennessee football.
There you
four,
go.
Four Vols named to the preseason coaches All-SEC team. You have Evan Berry. He's second team return specialist. Jayshon Robertson on the offensive line. Third team O-line. Juwan Jennings, third team wide receiver. And Trevor Daniel, third team punter.
Third team?
Yeah.
I'm saying second team.
That's a little bit...
I know J.K. Scott, Alabama, but who's
yeah, second? Who's the other punter?
Wow.
I have to look.
Florida's got a good one.
Hopefully they'll be using a lot of them against Tennessee.
It would be Johnny Townsend from Florida, who I believe his brother played at Tennessee.
Tommy.
Oh, boy. Weird. Weird.
And wrong.
Very weird. But congratulations to the four. Evan Berry, Juwan Jennings, Jayshon Robinson, and Trevor Daniel. Man, Jayshon got to stay healthy. My goodness. Got to stay healthy. Got to stay healthy. Evan Berry, want to see him use a little bit more than just on kickoff return. Second team is weird, though, right? But the guy that's first is going to be a first rounder at wide receiver. Like the guy's special, Christian Kirk. He's a real deal. Christian Kirk is the real freaking deal. I know how we like to compare our really good players to Texas A&M players. And we were right on Derrick Barnett. We were right. Derrick Barnett, better college career. So far, looking better in the NFL. We're right. Christian Kirk is a stud. Like, he is dynamic. As a punt returner, as a kick returner, and as a wide receiver. He's special. So
off the field, too. Special, yeah. Just a special kid.
Yeah, I'm not
in general.
I'm not going to beat that drum for Evan Bear right now. Now Evan comes out and returns some kicks for a touchdown, and Christian Kirk is a little behind Evan Bear in that department. Then okay, but Christian he's dynamic too. He's dynamic. Evan Bear and Christian Kirk very dynamic. But congratulations to the four players named to the preseason coaches all SEC team. It's a compliment when you get the opponents giving you props. The opponents, they respect your game. They respect your game. That's strong. Now I remember we was playing Memphis in 06, and this was probably Tommy West just trying to butter up the opponent. But I remember these quotes. And Tommy West, head coach of Memphis at the time, was talking about Tennessee and going up against Tennessee. And Tommy West coached a lot of football. He ain't a spring chicken. He was old dude at the time, probably late 40s, something like that. Seen a lot of football. He was like, you know, those Tennessee wide receivers, those are the best group of wide receivers I've ever seen. Really? Ever? Ever? Do you think we're not going to try to score a touchdown every time we touch the ball just because you said that? We're still going to try to destroy you. I think he was just trying to butter us up. So that happens. You know, coaches always say, oh, yeah, you know, man, I don't know how we're going to beat that team. I don't know how we're going to do it. Man, they're awesome. It's kind of like Jimbo Fisher voting Alabama number one instead of his own team. You take the pressure off yourself.
Or like Butch Jones every single time Tennessee plays like Northwest Tech State. And he's like, oh, I think their defense is one of the best we're going to face all season. No, it's not. No, it's not, Butch. No, yes, it's not.
Stuff like that. But – getting compliments from your opponent. Like after a game, shaking someone's hand, and like I went up against you for four quarters, and then you come to me after the game going, damn, good game, dude. You got me. Man, woo. Dude, I brought it, but you got me today. Like that's a huge, 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 huge accomplishment. That means a lot. So
Texas A&M has a couple of those guys. Christian Kirk and the running back, just burned Trae up Deion Tennessee.
Yeah, that boy's fast.
Killed Tennessee as a freshman.
Yeah, he had a bunch of yards. He's really fast. He's really fast. He's not faster than Malik Foreman, though.
No, he is not.
He actually might be the same speed because that kid slowed down and Malik was running full speed. They're both fast. That was just
great effort play.
This is a great college football play. That was great. That was great. That was a great college football play. If you had to make an SEC football highlight reel, that play should be highlighted several times.
As many of times that was played on ESPN, SEC Network, in the following months, it probably helped him land a gig in New Orleans, down the Big Easy with Kamara.
Yeah, great effort, and he's fast. It helps that. You know, Jay Wade played a lot of years in the league because he's fast.
Not because of his covering skills.
Covering skills, too, but you got to be fast to cover. Yeah. So you take a guy that ran a 4.36 at the combine and could have ran faster, then you're going to get people's attention. So being fast helps too. Hour two coming up. We start hour two with touchdown or turnover here on the Swain event. So stick around. We'll be right back. Top of the hour break.